Aussie Prime Minister Scott Morrison promises US another 100 years of friendship. By Simon Kent on September 20, 2019. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison arrived in Washington, D.C. Thursday for a week-long US visit, promising to lay the foundations for another 100 years of friendship between the two staunch allies. Touching down at Joint Base Andrews, the Australian Conservative leader said the visit would improve the defence, security and economic partnership between the two countries, and joint activities in the Indo-Pacific region and the Middle East. G'day USA. The Aussies are here. Wonderful to be here in the land of the free and home of the brave. Special thanks to my friend at Real Donald Trump and the First Lady for their warm invitation and welcome. pic.twitter.com/iku9cmqxfl. Scott Morrison, at Scott Morrison, September 19, 2019. Morrison said it was a great honor and privilege to be welcomed to the U.S. Capitol by the Trump administration to celebrate a century of close diplomatic ties. And the trip, which includes a program in Chicago and New York, would lay the foundation for another 100 years. There are many larger, I suppose, more powerful friends that America has. But they know they do not have a more sure and steadfast friend than Australia, Morrison said. The Prime Minister was welcomed on arrival at Andrews by the U.S. Ambassador to Australia, Arthur Culverhouse, and his wife, Melanie Lyall-Aiken, as well as the Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs, David Stilwell. Morrison will meet with U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday ahead of a state dinner later that night. It is the first such invitation to an Australian Prime Minister since George Bush hosted John Howard in 2006. Friday's event will be just the second state dinner of Trump's administration, and the first in more than a year. When the visit was first announced, Morrison went out of his way to applaud the U.S. and honor the relationship between the two. As Breitbart News reported, he said Australia and America see the world through the same eyes and paid elegant tribute to American leadership in the Southwest Pacific Theater during World War II, applauding the United States as it helped secure the freedom we enjoy today after it joined Australia in turning back Japan from occupying nearby Papua New Guinea. He said Australia and the U.S. had always understood each other and stood by each other. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.